Zion. Raise the alarm on thy holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. You're ready for fun with Melly. I see you guys over on the live chat. I'm so glad to see you guys. It's so great for us to get together. I'm so thankful we found a place. Thank you, Rumble, for making a place where we can tell the truth. Yeah, you know, I just got banned again from Facebook. And I got banned two weeks before from our YouTube channel. It's like, whatever, we're just having to stay over here in Rumble land, which I appreciate, and I appreciate Telegram. If you're new here, we look at the current events in the light of God's Word, and that clearly ticks some people off. They do not like the fact that we're looking at how this is biblical, and that we're not fear-mongering, and that we're looking at how this is the day when it's the end of this criminal cabal. They hate it, and we're sharing the truth, so keep it up. Keep it up, you guys. Keep it up. So, and you can always don't forget to go ahead and hit the like button right now. Subscribe if you're not subscribed already on the Rumble, so you'll be notified. Have your little bell rung so you'll know when we're going live. Sometimes I do a surprise live and share this really great news. I just loved it. Someone was saying this morning how they are so thankful that I awakened them. And that's what's so fun is that now that we've awakened, then we get to wake up other people to the wonderful truth about, you know, what's really going on, how this is biblical and all that. So today we're going to be talking about, you know, obviously this tariff boom, these booms that went on this week. What did President Trump mean when he brought up about Doge? Finding this horrible information. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on in Qatar that you guys might, or Qatar, whatever you want to call it. We're going to talk about that because that's some interesting things going on with Mr. Netanyahu. So let's get started. Again, this is the site, freedomforce.live. This is where you can go to get the end times information right here, freedomforce.live/endtimes. And the books are somewhere. Okay. Actually, I'll click on this real quick. Though, for those of you who do not know, I wrote End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, where we're headed into the golden age, and it's only $2.99 on Amazon. So you can share that with someone, and maybe they can read it and get some good news. And share the preview is right here on freedomforce.live/endtimes, and also Major Clues from Minor Prophets. We're going to read a little bit today from the Minor Prophets, and also from Isaiah. From the Psalms. And so, wow, they were telling us all about this day. And then also how this is biblical. We're entering into the Passover. We're going to talk about that today too, because Passover is this Saturday, the 12th. And so be prepared and ready to do that. And we'll talk about that when we get to it. But we're seeing how we're going to cross this Red Sea. We're going to enter into the Promised Land, and the criminals will be covered over by the Red Sea. The Bible has given us so many clues, it's a roadmap for us, basically, of what we're having to, what we're seeing. Now, President Trump is crashing the economy. That sounds so scary. But we've been told, basically, you know, there's going to have to be some serious changes in our economy. It cannot continue to be based upon being in debt. I mean, how long can you go when you say, oh, I've had all this income? Well, it was just that let's just say someone took a loan out for credit card debt. You know, chickens will come home to roost eventually. And so this is what cannot continue to happen. And we cannot continue to have, you know, government employment as the primary source of our economy, because it's just putting us deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. And so there's a man who gives a really great summary of what President Trump is doing. But he posted this. I'm going to show you what this video says. And just so you know, when I first saw it, I'm like, wow, and that this is a very compelling information. And then you see President Trump retruthed it, and then he retruthed it again. So this must be the legit thing that he's doing. Check it out.
Trump is crashing the stock market by 20% this month, but he's doing it on purpose. And this is why Warren Buffett just said Trump is making the best economic moves he's seen in over 50 years. Now, here's the secret game he's playing, and it could make you rich. So why is he doing this? To push cash into treasuries, which forces the Fed to slash interest rates in May, and those lower rates give the Fed the ability to refinance trillions of debt very inexpensively. It also weakens the dollar and drops mortgage rates. Now, it's a wild chess move, but it's working.
Okay, before he goes on, okay, so he's talking about the bringing down the interest rates. That's what Bessent was just on, and I've listened to that whole thing. It's really, really good. I really encourage you to watch the entire Tucker interview of Bessent, Secretary of the Treasury, Bessent, and talking about, you know, refinancing this debt. So just like if you've ever had a high interest rate on a mortgage, and then you're like, hey, the interest rates have come down, it's worth it for me to refinance this debt, and you save, in the case of our country, billions and billions of dollars. Okay, so that's what they're really working on, bringing down those interest rates. And so, of course, that is controlled by the Federal Reserve. That is controlled by the bankers, the deep state bankers. And so it would have to be something very dramatic for it to be in their best interest to reduce the interest rates. Okay, so that's the very interesting game they're playing. But that's what President Trump and Bessent are working toward. So just when he's talking about the treasuries and the interest rates, I hope that helps to make that clear. So let's listen to the rest of it.
Now, you're probably wondering, what about his tariffs? Well, I'll tell you, it's a genius play. It actually forces companies to build here to dodge them. It also forces farmers to sell more of their products here in the U.S. to bring grocery prices way down. We've already seen this with eggs. Now, remember, 94% of all stocks are owned only by 8% of Americans. So Trump, he's taking from the rich short term and handing it to the middle class through lower prices.
All right. There you go. President Trump just posted that. And then, like I said, then he retruthed it. Here he is retruthing it. So he's basically saying that is what he is doing. So, the people who are upset, they've got people out there, you know, protesting. The whole hands-off deal, of course, that was paid for by Soros. And people are getting $50 to go standing out there with their signs that they created. It's nothing organic. And the moment they're like, you're off the clock, you've done your time, and they're gone. I mean, clearly this is not an organic movement, but they shouldn't be upset anyway, because it's not, you know, they probably don't have any money in the stock market. The only ones who are upset are the ones who are the high and mighty, you know, crazy rich people. All right. So here's President Trump looking real worried. Okay. I want you to watch how worried he looks. Didn't look worried. Not at all. Not at all. Not one little bit of worry. All right. So, this one's so funny too. This is, this is what you need to send this to somebody. Send this to, you know, I don't know,
I showed it to my husband, and he got a big kick out of it. Check this out.
Executive order is for allowing people who are complaining about your tariffs to be permanently labeled as whiny, retarded, sad little bitches.
Hold it. This is a good one. Is everybody listening?
Love it. That's awesome. It's just people. I love patriots. The patriots keep me laughing all the time. All right, so this guy does a really great explanation of what is happening and what is important. Think about it on a scale of like your household. If you were in debt up to your eyeballs, you'd have to figure out, okay, what do we do to decrease expenses, and of course that's DOGE, and then what do we do to potentially increase revenue, right? I mean, duh, it's not that complicated. It's the same thing that you would do in your own household, but it's, on a much bigger scale. So check this out.
Trump, his economic plan makes complete sense. The U.S. has $36 trillion in debt. In 2025, they will spend $6 trillion, but will only collect $4 trillion in revenue. So they need to borrow $2 trillion, and this will increase their debt to $38 trillion. Trump's economic plan is based on three levers. Number one, cut expenses by $1 trillion, which is DOGE, Elon Musk. He's targeting waste and fraud, like Social Security payments for people who are 150 years old. That is just fraud.
Okay, before, this guy's accent is pretty thick, okay. But I wanted to hear you guys to hear this. We have $36 trillion debt, which is outrageous, okay? They haven't even talked about all the seized assets, but that's another thing. That's for another day. Okay, so they're saying we're going to set ourselves up in the short term where we're just making sure we don't default. And eventually, all this that they've seized, we already know it's over 3,000 pages of seized assets over on treasury.gov. Okay, so that's for another day. He'll roll that out at the right time. He's going to show that he can get us insolvent without that. Okay. So, but the point is $36 trillion in debt, and to finance the debt, the interest payments are $2 trillion. That would bring us, you're just continuing to sink deeper into debt. So you'd add $2 trillion to the $36 trillion, making you $38 trillion in debt. Okay. So then he's saying, okay, we need to, first of all, decrease some of these ridiculous expenses. And so, yes, Elon has done a fabulous job, and it's going to be like $1 trillion savings, which is fantastical. But when you're still sinking into debt, there's got to be something else that goes along with it, okay? And if you've ever been in financial straits, you know that that can happen in your household where you're like, you do everything you can to bring in more income, you do everything you can to decrease expenses, and it's just still, getting more into debt. And so that's where we find ourselves in our country because of these creeps who've been, running us into a ditch. All right, so anyways, he's got more. I want you to hear this.
Two, increasing revenue by $1 to $2 trillion through, number one, tariffs. They will increase tariffs from $50 billion to $500 billion target. People will say, but other countries will retaliate. They will not be able to do it. The U.S. is the biggest customer on earth. They consume $20 trillion every year. They are the biggest importer. They import $3 trillion every year. Plus, the current tariffs is actually not fair. Why should U.S. cars entering Europe faces 10% tariffs, while the European cars entering the U.S. just pay 2.5%. It's not fair. And because of the tariff changes, it now makes economic sense to build factories and businesses inside the U.S. again. That means more jobs, means tax-paying businesses, and more foreign investment coming in. He will also increase revenue by deregulation. He will remove unnecessary regulations and rules, making it easier to do business, so business can grow faster, generate more tax revenues.
Okay, before he goes on any farther from that, the EPA, what's his name, you guys? Anyway, whatever his name is, he is working just to streamline the process for approval so that these companies that want to come back into America, to invest in America, that will not have anything that will hold them up. In the past, you've heard President Trump talk about it's going to be like a year or 2 years for them to be able to get all the approvals that are needed. They are streamlining this stuff. So we need the businesses back in here yesterday. So they are, unfortunately, the ones before were traitors to our country, and they did everything possible to cause America to fail. They really did. And so, you know, I really appreciate all the deregulation. And, you know, just imagine if you're trying to own, build a coffee shop in your town, and they have just so many rules and everything to get approval on these things, just they drag their feet and it takes a year. I mean, you're just like, you throw up your hands. Okay. Like, I can't afford to wait 2 years. I'm just not even going to start. Okay. And so that's, you know, that's what they're stopping all this regulation.
Also make this gold card, which is offering lifetime U.S. residency for 5 million. I think at least 1 or 2 million individuals globally can afford it. So if just 10% of them, if just 100,000 people buy this card, that's $1 trillion in incremental revenue. The third...
Did you hear that? $1 trillion in revenue just with that gold card. Because it's cost $5 million. And if of all the people in the world who can afford it, if only 10%, 100,000 people get that gold card, that would give us $1 trillion in revenue. That is like the easiest thing. Plus, you're bringing in all these people who are going to start businesses. They've got all this money. They want to start businesses in our country. I mean, it's a win-win for our country. Duh. It really, really is. Something he said earlier, I want to make sure you understand. The U.S. is the cash cow. We consume $20 trillion. Everybody wants to do business with our country. Every, you know, there's no other country like America. So they don't really have any leverage. And especially when you're saying, well, you know, if we were doing something unfair, charging them, you know, exorbitant tariffs like they've been doing to us, then you could go, okay, well, that makes sense. But we aren't. It's very, very, very reasonable. The only one who is really standing, you know, pushing back hard is China. And that's a whole other thing. Bessent talked a lot about that on his interview with Tucker. And, you know, the thing is, they're going to be the only ones left out. They're going to be boxed out because India, I'm going to show you here in a minute how India and Vietnam have already conceded. They said, well, we'll do, you know, we're agreeing to President Trump's tariffs and we understand. And they realize, you know, we've been taking advantage of America because the politicians let them do so. So they're like, okay, why are we not going to charge this exorbitant tariff like everybody else is? Okay, so now they are already starting to concede one country after another after another. Basically, it's going to be, I bet you $50. In the next week, it's going to be everybody's going to agree to the tariffs and everybody's going to calm down about it. And then it's going to be a matter of what's China going to do. Okay, so we'll get to that in a second.
Lever is he will reduce taxes. If he successfully cut $1 trillion in waste and expenses and add $1 to $2 trillion in revenue, the U.S. will have a surplus. They will have more money than they want. So he will cut taxes for individuals. Anyone gaining more than $150K, he will make them pay zero taxes. And on corporate taxes, he will go down from the current 21% to 15% compared to the European average of 22%. France average is 25, I think, and Germany is 30. So at 15% corporate tax, the U.S. will become one of the most business-attractive countries on Earth. Bottom line, this is exactly how a government should be run, efficiently. Because when you eliminate waste, the money can actually go where it is actually needed, to the elderly, to the sick, to people who cannot work. And that is the real purpose of government, to protect the weak. Very few countries have the political will to do it. It takes leaders with backbone, charisma, and clarity of vision. Do you have leaders in your country pushing for real reform, or are they talking about non-relevant side topics? And let me know if you think Trump's plan is bad. Let me know why, because I think it is just common sense.
I just really appreciate it. He did a great job explaining it. And yeah, President Trump definitely has the will. He definitely has the backbone, and he will not blink. There you can bet on that. And it's like a good dad in a household, and that the, you know, the kids want to spend all this money and do all this, you know, and they don't understand. They have no idea. They have no concept of how much things cost. And, you know, and the honest truth is, so much of this has been hidden from us. We've been, you know, hair on fire saying, you know, don't waste our tax money, but we had no idea about all the things that they were doing with our tax money, the you know, craziness and the fraud. We had no idea. Like, I just saw this morning, and I shared it that the have on my social media is all over on freedomforce.live, and you can follow the social media. But that they were like $6.5 billion a year in Medicare payments for illegals. If someone wants to have That's just outrageous to me that you need to have your Social Security and your Medicare solvent. Everyone's talking about that they want it solvent. Then why in the world would you be out holding up a sign that, you know, you want these people who are not even citizens to get $6.5 billion in Medicare payments? I mean, it's really outrageous, right? Anyway, I just really appreciate this man and his great video. I had shared that over on the social media. Yeah, so if you have any other comments about that, I thought that was just so well said. We're going to save the money. We're going to bring in all these tariffs. We're going to deregulate. We're going to make revenue from the $5 million gold card. And, you know, we're just going to make it where everybody wants to come and do business in America, bringing down these taxes. I'm going to talk about the taxes here in a second, too, because I think that might be one of the things, the clues that President Trump gave us. But before I do that, I want to tell you about Revelation chapter 18. So, okay, you know we're going through the whole book, End Times and the Thousand Years of Peace, and I'm just so thankful the Lord helped me to decode. This is the true decode of Revelation, and it's happening before our eyes. It's really good news. It's the end times for them and a thousand years of peace for us. So we did this study guide every Saturday, so please make sure to join us on Saturday mornings. And if you haven't been doing it and you want to catch up, go to freedomforce.live over on the videos. In this category, you'll see the small group end time study, and you can catch up. And you might think, well, you know, that's kind of a side issue. That's just, what do I care? This is the reason. This is the reason. You look at any of my videos. I've done 1,000-plus videos, and this truth has kept me from... and what do I want to say? From, you know, crawling under the bed. Because it keeps me full of hope and faith and confidence that this is the end of these creeps. It keeps me full of joy knowing that we are on the front lines and we're fighting this battle of Armageddon. I mean, this is the truth that undergirds everything that we are seeing. And I'm so glad that you guys are here and love it like I do. So if you're new here, definitely check into this because it will keep you from being really frustrated when things happen that you're like, I don't understand. And the mainstream media tries to get you all upset. All right. So here's what, like when you go over here, if you want to refresher on what's the Jubilee, what is the trumpets, what are the 144,000, what's the four living creatures, what's the four horsemen, what is this scroll, you know, who are the two witnesses, all these things. And it's all, I'm telling you, it's, you know, verse by verse by verse. We're not just going and pulling. I hear other people teaching about end times, but they just pull a verse here and pull a verse there. But you need to look at it completely step by step by step. But anyway, here's what we did yesterday. I don't know if my wonderful team, Melly, y'all say, give a thumbs up to Cheryl and Tammy and Colleen and another Tammy. And they just work so hard to get everything done. Yep, they already have it on here. You guys are the best ever. This is the one we did yesterday. It was called The Unpardonable Sin. It was talking about vengeance. But also we talked about this because it's the fall of Babylon, because they become a home for demons. And so it talked about how they've grown rich through this extravagant luxury. And so this really is exactly what we're seeing happen, because look what it says here. Let me see if I scroll down just a little bit. Yeah, I just read the whole thing. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. All these people, these things that they have done, that they've stolen from us, and they've done slave labor and trafficking of children. I mean, it's just been outrageous. Here's where it talks about they had all these products, and it says human slaves. They've had slavery all over the world. These tariffs are going to end the slavery because they won't be able to continue using slave labor because that we'll put a stop to that. We won't do business with these people who are doing slave labor. Anyway, we'll get to that another time. But anyway, so look at this. It says here in verse 14, the fancy things you love so much are gone. All your luxuries and splendor are gone forever, never to be yours again. And the merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They'll weep and cry out, how terrible for that great city. She was clothed in fine pearls, purple and scarlet linens, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. They'll cry out, how terrible for for that great city. The ship owners, the ones who've been doing this commerce worldwide, who've been stealing from the people all over the world and enslaving humanity, is what it's talking about. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it's all gone. What is this talking about? It's talking about how would you? How would you destroy their finances? You know, how would you destroy their economy that only serves the wealthy at the top? How would you stop that? Well, if you have a country that is like 20% of the entire global economy, where everyone wants to sell to America, and then if you pull the plug on that and say you're not selling into America unless you pay this huge tariff, all of a sudden they have to come into line. You know, if let's just be honest, if America was not this huge consuming country, if we weren't so big, you know, then this would not work. The Lord has set this up so that America will save the world because we're so big. We're the behemoth. We are the cash cow. You know, we are, if you look back here, the Omer behind me. We're going to start counting the Omer starting on Easter next, which is Resurrection Day next. What is it? Coming up on the 20th. This is the Omer, is the blessing bundle of grain, amber waves of grain. And so we are this Omer, America, that is rescuing the world. This is the blessing bundle. This is our destiny. And we're so big that we can control the global economy. We can. And that's exactly what President Trump is doing. And that's exactly what it's talking about right here in Revelation chapter 18. I'm so thankful to see it. I was so thankful that yesterday that was the very thing that the Lord had us on, that chapter in this study. So definitely go and watch that one. How terrible for you. Well, we're not thinking it's terrible. We're thinking it's great. But we, as it says here in verse 20, rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes. Isn't this awesome? I just love it. Thank you, Lord, for explaining your word. Look at this, what it says here. A mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it into the ocean and shouted, just like that, this great city of Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. These people, they're in their day of running the world and enslaving humanity is over. It's over. We're throwing them into the ocean. Throwing them with violence, we're throwing them in. The sound of all this, the harps and the fluters and the craftsmen and the mill and all the things that they've done, all this hustle and bustle to enslave humanity, it's over. And they deceive the nations with their sorceries. Anyway, I'm so thankful, so thankful. And also, here's the site over on Amazon. I'm going to share this in the link in the chat. This is where you can find the books because it will really keep you filled with joy. It really will. Right, everybody who's read them? I'm very, very thankful that we know the truth. So don't get sucked into a lot of the stuff that goes on. Don't get sucked into that because there's a lot of stuff that will maybe get you worried, but don't let yourself get worried about any of that. Is everything working on the video? Something looks like it stopped. I want to make sure everything's working. I want to make sure everything is absolutely working. Come on, little guy. Okay, yeah, okay, good. Everything looks like it stopped. All right. Next, what was the next thing? All right, here's where President Trump is saying that we've been the whipping post. Now he's focusing in on China. Now we had this whole big list of all the ones and all their the tariffs that were going to happen for each of the countries. And he said, you know, because China said, well, they would retaliate because they would charge back us the 34%. So basically having it would not have any net effect. They're going to put an additional 34% tariff on us. And President Trump said they blinked, they panicked, they made a bad decision, okay? Because President Trump could pull the plug on doing deals in China. You know he'd do it. You know he'll do it. He's not here to play. And India is continuing with their you know, we're having, until we get our manufacturing, yes, we do still need to import, but the bottom line is, you know, we've got other countries we can buy from. We don't have to go and buy from China. And the honest truth is, and Bessent talked about this on his interview with Tucker, they are in a terrible financial straits right now in China, and they're trying to dig themselves out of a recession / depression on our backs. And Bessent said we can't allow them to do that. And that is the very truth. We're already in, you know, a spot. The problem is they have skimmed off the top so much that they've left the people with nothing. And that was another great thing that Bessent was talking about. He says, if this is the way that Trump will likely work it out, is that we will bring in more manufacturing and they will have that manufacturing, but it will go toward selling to your own people, building up the economy of your own people so that they are not in basically slaves. And so that's really what we want to get to. So, you know, the Chinese people, many of them came to Christ, you know, within the past 30, 40 years. And so they've been praying for America to fulfill our destiny and our role to save the world. And look at here. And it's turning out to be the blessing for the whole world. You know, and actually that really goes to that verse that says, what will happen except for that when the Israelites take their role, but the blessing for the whole world. It's talking about us. It's not talking about a little group of people in the Middle East that are not, many of them are not even Israelites to begin with. They're fake. As it says in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, that there are some who say they're Jews, but they're not. They're in the synagogue of Satan. Okay. But what he's talking about is when we take our role as America, as the true Israel of God, and that we are here to truly fulfill the destiny of helping the world. We thought we were doing it before. That was unfortunately not true, but now we are, and now China will be set free. The people of China will be set free. Their prayers are being answered. I'm sure that they know that. I'm sure that they recognize that. And people all over the world are being set free. And that's really, it's not just about making America great again. President Trump wants to make the world great again. And I'll prove it to you. He wants, as he said the other day, he wants the killing to stop. He wants the Ukrainian people to stop being killed. He wants the Russian people to stop being killed. This is what it's about, is rescuing humanity from the warmongers, from the financial devastators and all that. Isn't this amazing? All right, so here's his post. China's been hit much harder than the U.S., not even close. They and many other nations have treated us unsustainably badly. We've been the dumb and helpless whipping post, but not any longer. We're bringing back jobs and businesses like never before. Already more than $5 trillion of investment and rising fast. This is an economic revolution and we will win. Hang tough. It won't be easy, but the end result will be historic. We will make America great again. All right. So then, like I said, he also said about China, the wrong move. I don't know what this response is going to be. I don't know what he's going to do to China, but just buckle up. And the first thing is, they, I'm sure, are seeing that Vietnam said, yeah, we agree to your tariff policy and we will pay the tariff that you have demanded. Very productive call with Tho Lam, General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam. He told me that Vietnam wants to cut their tariffs down to zero if they are able to make an agreement with the U.S. I thanked him on behalf of our country, and I said I will look forward to a meeting in the near future. So they have already conceded. Here we see India has conceded. They backed down from retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, conceding to Trump. Officials now push for direct talks with the president for a new trade deal. So, yeah, they're all going to do that. One after another, like dominoes. So get ready. It's really going to be something. And I just can't wait for China to be set free from the CCP. Check this out. So President Trump put this out there. Great job numbers, far better than expected. It's already working. Hank tough. Did you guys see that? Hank tough. Now he changed it now to hang tough. But I don't think this was an accident. I think that he's sending a message to Tom Hanks, don't you? Because he's been working with Oprah, and they have their business where they provide all these things to the children, to the wealthy. What do you guys think? Yep. What do you think? I think so too. I think so too. I think he was sending a message to them. He is so Amazing. So brave. So, yeah. So, he's just such a fighter. Such a fighter. Fighting for us, for them, for the children. Every day, they must be just in a panic mode. Big business is not worried about the tariffs because they know they are here to stay, but they are focused on the big, beautiful deal, which will supercharge our economy. Very important going on right now. Okay, so I'm like, what would supercharge the economy? What would supercharge it? We already listened to that guy's video. He's talking about, you know, the saving the money and you know, all these things. Doge has even talked about sending some of this money back to the people, some of the COVID money, sending back to the people. But that really wouldn't be that much money there. But what would be a big, beautiful deal that would supercharge the economy is if they did who was talking about that? Well, Secretary Lutnick, the Secretary of Commerce, Lutnick, has talked about decreasing, you know, really wiping out income taxes for people making $150,000 or less. So I wonder if that's what he's talking about. Do you guys think? What else would supercharge the economy? Releasing the funds of people who have been paying income taxes, letting them spend their money wherever they please, that would supercharge the economy. I cannot think of anything else that would supercharge the economy like that would. Okay, so look at what happened. The Senate passed the GOP budget blueprint for the Trump agenda. So if you remember, Secretary Lutnick, the Secretary of Commerce, said, President Trump, if we balance the budget, can we tell the people they won't pay any more income tax for the people $150,000 and less? And he said yes. So look at this. They've passed the budget. It's going to the House. I'm sure it's a balanced budget. Be still my heart, first of all. I can't even imagine that we're having a balanced budget for the first time in our lifetimes. And so he says, a big, beautiful deal. Is there something in this big, beautiful bill? Oh, this is what I wrote. That will supercharge the economy. Is there something in this budget that will supercharge the economy? Because after this is passed, he will keep his promise that he made to Secretary Lutnick to say, wipe out the income taxes for people making $150,000 or less. What do you think? That would supercharge the economy. It really would. It really would. And that would just be, I'm telling you, Bessent was saying, again, I go back to this great interview that he did with Tucker. He was saying that the people, the Main Street people, the regular people need relief. They have to have relief. We've been waiting so long and you know, under so much duress. He said that, you know, there's certain portions of the people who you know, have the biggest stake in the stock market, and that's why they're, you know, all mad and all that. But most people don't have all that. They're just paying for their livelihood, and a lot of them having to go into credit card debt. So he's saying these people have to have relief, and what better way to do it than take away the income tax? We'll see. We need a supercharge, don't we? We really do. All right, so, okay, here's President Trump talking about Elon and the thing that they found. And I got to find those booms because I don't think I have a copy of the booms, but I'll go get that. Hang on real quick. Go ahead and listen to President Trump.
I would say Elon will stay for a certain period of time and then he's going to want to get back to his businesses full time. But he's done a fantastic job. We found hundreds of, think of it, just hundreds of, in fact, millions of dollars of fraud and abuse and waste, and they're still going. I mean, they're going strong. They found something today that's horrible. It's horrible. So what they found, well, you'll find out very soon. What they found is incredible, and I give him a lot of credit. He's got some very smart people with him.
Do you think he can?
And they're working very closely with our secretaries and the people that are the heads of.
Do you think you would appoint him to another position once his 100 days?
Well, I think Elon's great, but he also has a company to run or a number of companies to run. That he can do this, that he can find the time. He loves the country. That's why he does it.
Okay, so yeah. I've got so many things to talk about on this one short little clip. This is Secretary Lutnick behind him. He's the one who's saying, he asked President Trump if he would remove income taxes for people making $150,000 and less. And then I literally saw a video the other day like, oh, look at who's, he's hiding in the shadows. He's standing behind President Trump. Isn't he evil? Like, no, he's a wonderful, amazing human being. He's amazing. Thank God for Secretary Lutnick. So when you see people saying something evil about Lutnick, tell them to go fly a kite or say something a little more colorful, whatever. But I just really appreciate how hard he is working to try to set our financial house in order. But yeah, did you hear President Trump said about this horrible thing that Doge found? Okay, so I wonder if I have a clip of that. Okay, so here, here it is. Here's the clip that I think is about what they said that was horrible that was found. And I'll tell you before he tells you, basically that the CIA, they found that the CIA had been paying all this money, I don't know, a crazy amount of money, that to pay directly to the Taliban and to Iraqi leaders. Something horrible. And he says, you'll find out about it soon. And it hasn't come out in the news, so I don't know. I haven't seen it. Have you guys come, all they want to talk about is this, these protests, hands-off protests, and people burning down Teslas. That's all they want to talk about. So that's why we are the news now. So I haven't heard anything about it, so I'm going to share what I have found out. So here's this guy. He's very colorful, so be aware that he might say a few F-bombs, so just be prepared. But he's talking about USIP, the something of peace, whatever. I hate the names because they use these names just, and it's anything but for peace. But they're funding the Taliban. And they dropped the receipts to that and more. Check this out.
Over at USIP locked Doge out of the building, and then they got caught deleting a terabyte of information. And Elon's like, yeah, they deleted a terabyte of information, but because they're fucking criminals and they're not geniuses, they didn't understand technology, and Elon recovered all that information. And now he's even just laid out what they recovered that they were deleting. They deleted evidence that they were taking money and funding the Taliban and Iraqi leaders. And who was deleting all this shit? Their accountant. And their private accountant at USIP was being paid $2.2 million a year. Yeah. And he was also funneling fucking money off into their own private endowment that the USIP was then using for private events and travel and jets and hotels and all kinds of other corrupt shit that you're not supposed to be using taxpayer dollars for. So here is another example of Elon has given us the crime, the evidence of the crime, the evidence of who committed the crime, and so now all we need to see is Kash Patel go slap some fucking handcuffs on these motherfuckers.
Sorry.
You got the accountant, dead to rights, deleting evidence. That's evidence tampering. How is that not? Well, because it is. And I mean, like, this is just the tip of the iceberg, people. And what does it tell you? Like, see, there is no organic terrorism. You're all like, oh, the fucking Taliban! The CIA created the Taliban! And then we were funding them the whole time! Through not only USIP, but USAID. And I bet you they're gonna find 10 or 20 or 30 more of these corrupt fucking institutions that have been funding all the evil shit all around the world. All the evil shit that has been going on in this world has been funded with our own money. These criminal fucks steal our money and then use it to ass fuck us all. That's what's been going on here. Like, we need to see, the American people deserve to see some people in handcuffs and brought to justice for just this insane amount of criminality. This is just beyond the fucking pale, people. Kash Patel, make me a happy man and slap some cuffs on this fucking accountant sooner than later, buddy. You got all the evidence right there out in front of you. Make it happen. Make it happen, man. And for the rest of you, good luck to you all. Enjoy these beautiful days and long live this beautiful republic.
Okay, I warned you. Sorry, I warned you. I know this guy was a little bit colorful, but he's telling the truth. That's the most important thing. He's telling the truth that our
I think it's going very well.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to pull this other clip for you guys. But this guy is telling how the CIA has been using our tax money to fund the Taliban and the Iraqi leaders, and that this guy, they found all this evidence. They were trying to hide it, but since they're, like I said, since they're, accountants and not geniuses, Elon and his people found this evidence. And so now it's just a matter of going in and slapping some handcuffs and putting these things, these people behind bars. So that's really great. I just love it. I love it. Yeah, even though it was a little bit colorful, it's okay. Yeah, thank you, Melita. That's the message. It's important, not the language. Very good. So yeah, this is amazing. I feel sure that's what he's talking about when he says something horrible. This is the horrible information that needs to be shared. And I posted this over on my on the social media. So that's why it's so important to follow my social media, because I'm always finding stuff like this and sharing it so that we can get it out there. That's why we're the Freedom Force Battalion. People have to understand how this is just a whole thing is the corrupt organization. We also, like I said, all the Tesla stuff and all the hands off and all these, they're not organic. This is paid for by the people who hate us. Ugh, it's maddening. All right. So now let's go to the booms. I think that's the next thing to go to. Okay. What is that about? All right. So yeah, that's that one. All right. So here's where he talked about the booms. I just found that really interesting because the post from January 11th talked about these four booms, and President Trump just said four booms. Who does that? He says the economy's going to boom. America's going to boom. This is what we're ready for. We're ready for the four booms. Check it out.
I think it's going very well. It was an operation, like when a patient gets operated on, and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is. We have $6 or $7 trillion coming into our country, and we've never seen anything like it. The markets are going to boom, the stock is going to boom, the country is going to boom, and the rest of the world wants to see, is there any way they can make a deal? They've taken advantage of us for many, many years. For many years, we've been at the wrong side of the ball, and I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be unbelievable. The thing that people have to talk about, we're up almost to $7 trillion of investment coming into our country, and you'll see how it's going to turn out. Our country's going to boom.
There's your fourth boom. There's your fourth boom. Love it. I'm telling you, he's always on it. The messaging is always perfect. I just love it. Yeah, it's all going to boom. And the biggest boom is going to be these people cast into prison. I don't know. They're all big booms. The fact that we're having the golden age, the beautiful, beautiful days of peace. All right. So this guy, I really like his videos. Here he's talking about you're witnessing the destruction of those who've enslaved and controlled the world for 100+ years. Check this one out. I think I have another video by him. Really great, succinct videos. And clearly he's a 17 follower. Check this out.
Screenshot it and save this picture. And I would probably learn each and every one of these topics. There's a reason we're saving Israel for last, like Q says. This right here, Israel that you know of is not the Israel of the Bible, okay? The people that created the state of Israel, the families, have infiltrated the world, America, and created pure division. The Federal Reserve, they have overthrown everything and created a demonic slave system. Okay? Check out, you'll see Rothschilds and Rockefellers in there. But I want you guys to also remember this post from Q in 2018. Post 1010 from the Q board. A 7-year delta from today. 4/4/2018. People ask, how do you know all this? How did you know this was coming? How did you know all these things were being done? Well, let's read through some of these, y'all. Obviously, we know what they're trying to do. Money, power, control. Go down a little bit to election rigging, control. Your voice does not matter, yep. Pharma, yep, class Democrat. Water, fluoride. Air, chemicals. Chemicals pushed for home use cleaning. Yep, those are cancer, by the way. Baby on the floor, hands go to the mouth, the start. I'm telling you exactly how this is, how they do it. Vaccines, not all are bad. Isn't RFK, like he'll come out and say, hey, I'm against like vaccines for the most part, but you know, there actually are one or two vaccines, it doesn't say for human use, vaccines that are okay. But you know, they'll twist the narrative if RFK says, I'm not against all vaccines. Oh, look, he's trying to kill you. It's not true. But look, guys, just keep going down. Opioids, wait, the Fed, Rothschild. You're literally watching Trump and the operation destroy this system, this demonic slave system that's been around for over 100 years. And we are going into a new era of freedom, and you can't even comprehend it because we've never had it. Buckle up. God wins. Love y'all.
Yay.
Screenshot it.
Thank you. Thank you. I just love that. I just love patriots. And we are, we've just been fighting for this thing and found out about this you know, literally back in 2017. He's talking about from 2017 and 2018. And we've just been, you know, realizing who has been running this entire world. And you know, as it says, they're saving Israel for last. This is maybe why my channel keeps getting banned, but whatever. I really appreciate that. And also he's talking about, the vaccines. I just posted a video also yesterday about how, you know, how RFK has this very strange way that he talks. His voice box has been damaged. It was vaccine injury. I didn't know that. It was from a vaccine injury. And he didn't even know it for years until he was doing some of the research because he was going against some of these big pharma companies. And he found out that, I think it's called something dysphonia, whatever, and he found out that that was one of the side effects of one of the vaccines. Anyway, so yeah, that's something else. So on the health, you know, it's talking about, literally he told us this is exactly what happens. They are doing this to us on purpose. You know, China's attacking us with fentanyl. I just posted that this morning. A trillion, a million, that's too much. I got my numbers wrong. But anyway, a million people have been killed with the fentanyl from China on purpose, not from the Chinese people, but from the CCP. And this is basically the New World Order. The same thing here it's saying, and I know it's too small for you to read, but I'll show you. It says, you know, hand in mouth, chemicals pushed for home use cleaning cancer. Baby on floor, hands in mouth, the start. That's the start of where you get sick. And this is where, you know, I keep, like a broken record, I keep talking about how important it is for you to go over to the health links, go to all these health links where I talk about how to get your health and to protect your family, how to use products in your home that are not toxic. And you know, everything from your, what you bathe with, you know, don't use any of the stuff that you get in the store. It just, you have to get stuff from independent sources that are, you know, non-toxic. And even like some of the companies that we had bought toxic, what we thought was non-toxic, they've been bought out, so they're no longer the same products. So be very careful about everything you eat, everything, read every label, eat as much organic as you possibly can. I talk about here on one of my other things, tips for improving your health. I talk about how to clean your water, cleanse your water, and what we've done in our home to cleanse our water over on freedomforce.live/health links. Also how we're every day detoxing every day. Don't forget to detox, but put yourself in a reminder like that guy did on Rogan. In the middle of the Rogan show, he's going ahead and detoxing because he doesn't want to forget. So yeah, this is the one I use that goes to the cellular level. And there's also the combo one does the gut also. So important to protect your gut health because you can take the best food and the best nutrients in the whole wide world, but if your body won't receive it, then it doesn't do you any good. So yeah, here's the things that can help, like the methylene blue, he takes that every day. RFK does the silver. I'm doing the methylene blue and the silver every day. I'm actually drinking the black seed oil every day, just getting my body stronger and stronger and healthier every day. So anyway, lots of things on here to read about. If you know someone who's can't stop menstruating, like the bleeding, this can help them. Just all these wonderful resources for you all over on freedomforce.live/health. Here's one about how you can stop smoking. Mr. Wonderful quit smoking after reading that book. That's amazing. So really, I loved how 17 told us this long ago, and we've all been following these things and protecting our bodies. That's how I was, because I had done this research, I was able to save my life. The Lord helped me to save my life because of some of these very things to detox. So anyway, you can find out about that on my channel also about how I was saved. Oh, here's the one. Here's the post about China. China played it wrong. They panicked. The one thing they cannot afford to do. They changed that because they raised the tariffs on us 34% more to match what President Trump had done so it wouldn't have any effect. All right. So yeah, that was wrong. I don't know what President Trump's going to do, but it would not be good. Okay, this Saturday, get ready to do your prepare your Seder plate. I posted this yesterday on the social media so that you guys can learn about celebrating Passover. And some people are like, we're not supposed to follow Judaism. I'm not following Judaism. I'm not following Judaism. I'm following the Word of God. I'm following the Bible. The Bible says the Lord told us in His Word to keep the festivals perpetually. And He warned us that they would try to remove the festivals so that we wouldn't keep the festivals. We have all these other celebrations, but we have not been told to keep the Passover. Oh, that's just for this other small group. No, we are the children of Abraham. We have the same faith as Abraham. Galatians 3:26, those who have the same faith as Abraham are the children of Abraham. We are the Israelites, whether we're the physical progeny or whether we're just grafted in. Either way, we follow the same faith as Abraham. And Abraham, it says, believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. That's what we do. We have faith in God, and we trust in Him, and we follow what He says. Our Lord Jesus kept the Passover, and that was the Last Supper. And so Jesus is all about, He is all throughout the Seder. He's all about the Passover. He is the Passover lamb. He is, you know, the parsley right here is the bitter tears you dip it in salt water. It's the bitter herbs that you cry the bitter tears because you, all the slavery we've been under, whether it's in our personal life or in our country or in the whole world. Okay, so it's a picture of us being set free from this criminal cabal. It's got like here that you make this charo set, which is a mixture of chopped nuts and apples and cinnamon, and that is a picture of the making these bricks where you've become slaves and you're constantly making bricks for these people, and they basically have you build them to enslave yourself. And so this is what President Trump is doing to set us free from these people. So this is what the whole Seder plate is really about, Christ. If at one point, which is so cool, you set the table, you set up a seat that is empty. There's no one in that seat, and it is for Christ. So that at some point, someone knocks on the door, and you pretend that someone's knocking on the door, and then you open the door, and Jesus comes in, and He says, "I will sup with you." Like, is if anyone hears my voice, and they hear me knocking at the door, let me come in and I will sup with you. It's all about Jesus. And so I'm just, we have to understand the fulfillment of these things. It's just really beautiful. And then the other point that I love is where you take the matzah bread, which is striped and it's pierced, and you take it and you wrap it in a linen cloth and you hide it away like our Lord Jesus was hidden away in the tomb. And then at a certain point in the dinner, one of the children goes and, well, they all go and hunt and find the matzah that's wrapped up, and then there's a prize for the one who finds it. And it's like finding Jesus, that He has risen. He's no longer in the tomb. He's no longer wrapped in the linen cloth. I mean, it's all about Jesus, and it's a beautiful celebration. I really encourage you to learn about it and find out about it, how you can participate and have this beautiful celebration. And it's a, at the end, you always toast that, next year in Jerusalem. In other words, we're always looking with anticipation and hope that one day we'll be free people. There'll be, Jerusalem is the people of peace, the place of peace, where Jerusalem will fill the whole world with this peace. And that's where we are on the timeline of history. So it's very, very exciting. So I want you to see that. Like I said, I'll try to find the link here in a second and to share that with you of how you can read about it and prepare, because it's coming up. It's coming up. I think it's the 12th. So it's like coming up quick. All right. So now, did you know this? Netanyahu is under investigation for alleged payments that he made to Qatar or Qatar. And it was funny because President Trump the other day says Qatar. And he's like, oh, I like Qatar. It's like he's trying to bring the attention to Qatar or Qatar. It's like, oh, look into that. And trying to get people to look, to search things. He's a genius. He's a media genius. So he says, what's happening right now is that Netanyahu is under investigation for these alleged payments to Qatar. I'm going to call it that. President Trump said he wants to call it that. And is paid to promote the Qatari messaging in Israel. That's what they were paid for. And then look at what happened. It ended up, that these financial ties to Netanyahu's circle, especially given Israel's past approval of Qatari funds to Gaza, hundreds of millions of dollars since 2018, which critics argue bolstered Hamas. It ended up going to pay Hamas. And what I've told and said many, many times is that the Zionists and Netanyahu, whatever, and Hamas are one and the same. And that's, they're not working on behalf of the Palestinian people. The Palestinians no more want Hamas to rule them than we wanted Biden to rule us. This is what we're dealing with, that these people of Palestine need to be set free from Hamas. And so they're being paid, Hamas is being paid by Netanyahu, and he's under investigation for that right now. Right now. Really, Qatar works with the Swiss banks. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another Swiss financial banking district. Thank you, Homo Sociologicus, whatever. That's interesting. Thank you. So, yeah. Yeah. So here's what it's talking about. These funds were diverted to Hamas's military wing. And as they're talking about the decision to continue the cash flow to Gaza ahead of October 7th, 2023 Hamas attack. As of now, the investigation is ongoing, with police seeking to extend the aide's detention scheduled for a hearing on April 4th, 2025. So I don't know what happened on that. That was just as of this Friday. But I wanted you to be aware that Netanyahu is on the hot seat because people are connecting the dots that he has been funding Hamas through Qatar, whatever you want to call it. So there you go. It's time for this truth to come out. It's time for that truth. So I want you to be aware of it. I posted again all this on the social media. All right. Now, go, and you can see it right here when you go to freedomforce.live. You go to social media right here. Okay? All right. So you'll find the real Melly. Yeah, just one other quick thing. You guys saw that several of the NSA people were loomered and removed. Laura Loomer went and spoke with President Trump. She had the receipts. She had the evidence that they were working against President Trump and his agenda, and trying to kibosh some of the things he was doing, and also being some kind of putting the potentially behind some of the signal stuff that was going on. Interesting. And they're gone. Now, they didn't come out with a whole lot of detail on it, but they're gone. And so this NSA director, Tim Ha, is, and his deputy, Wendy Noble, have been fired. Tonight, they were per WAPO, Washington Post. Both were holdovers from the Biden regime. They were cleared out by Trump en masse. This comes after NSC members were sacked following Laura Loomer, exposing them for disloyal Biden holdovers. So more and more are out. More and more of we're clearing out these deep state actors. So it's very exciting. Okay, I'm going to read some. Chapter 11, before we go, you're going to love this passage right here. This is what it says in Psalm chapter 11, the awakening verse. I trust in the Lord for protection. So why do you say to me, flee like a bird to the mountains for safety? The wicked are stringing their bows and fitting their arrows on the bowstrings. They shoot from the shadows at those whose hearts are right. The foundations of law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do? That's how we felt before President Trump took office, right? That the foundations of law and order had completely collapsed. But the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord still rules from heaven. He watches everyone closely. Let me make it a little bit bigger. Yes, he watches everyone closely, examining every person on earth. The Lord examines both the righteous and the wicked. He hates those who love violence. Do you think that you'll hear that in most modern churches today? I don't think so. I don't think so. You won't hear about the biblical festivals. You won't hear about biblical astronomy. You won't hear, I'm sorry to say that, but the church has been infiltrated. And we have to find other ways to get the truth. I'm glad you're here so you can get the truth. The more of the truth, I'm not saying that I'm the only arbiter of truth. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the church has been so highly infiltrated, it's hard to get the full truth. And it's just, you've got to have the word, reading the giant swaths of the word. Look at what it says here. He hates those who love violence. Do you ever hear anyone talk about the Lord hates people. That's what it says. He hates those who love violence. He's talking about the New World Order. He's talking about the wicked. The Lord examines both the righteous and the wicked. It's two camps. There's not like, oh, well, I'm righteous and I'm wicked. No, you're either righteous or you're wicked. There's no other bucket, righteous or wicked. He hates those who love violence. Obviously, the wicked love violence. He will rain down blazing coals and burning sulfur on the wicked, punishing them with scorching winds. For the Lord loves justice, and the virtuous will see his face. Praise the Lord. Yes, you are the righteous if you are following his ways, doing his ways, working for the good of humanity. And this is what 99.99% of humanity is trying to do, is just live their lives and, you know, do good for their families, do good for their communities. But there's this point whatever percent of this wicked who want to take over and do evil, and they love violence. They're paying people to go be violent. The Lord hates that. He hates them. And he'll remove them. He will rain down blazing coals and burning sulfur on the wicked, punishing them with scorching winds. For the righteous Lord loves justice. Yes, there you go. That's the word of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word is clear as a bell, isn't it, you guys? Okay, let's pray. And then I'll see if there's anything else on the chat that you guys wanted to share or talk about. I think that's it. Everything I had to share with you today. Thank you so much, Lord, for your word. Your word is clear as a bell. And I thank you that we are the righteous because you have made us righteous. You have turned, you have changed our hearts, and we are working on with you at your direction under for the good of humanity. And that we're working just to do what your will is on this earth. And for those who are doing evil, who love violence, we thank you that you will destroy them, that you hate them, that you will remove them from the face of the earth so that we can have justice on this earth. We pray again for all those on the front lines. Help them, Lord. Help the righteous to do righteous things and to bless their efforts. Bless Besant, Secretary Besant, and Letnik, and of course our wonderful President Trump, and all these who are trying to get the truth out. That bless our Freedom Force Battalion. Bless us so that we can bless the world and end this violence. Lord, those who have been sucked into this violent scheme by the criminal cabal, I pray that you would help them to wake up and come out of that immediately and not to listen. Lord, many of these people are brainwashed. We pray you'd bless them and help them to come out of the brainwashing. We're ready for this mass start awakening and this boom, boom, booms. We're ready for all that, for the people to wake up and realize that they've been lied to. And we see that many, many people have awakened, and we thank you for that. But Lord, I ask you now that every plan of the evildoers will be stopped, they'll be thwarted, and that nothing will come to pass that they have attempted. Nothing. That it will all fall to the ground, and that it'll be used just to expose them. We just bless your name, that you're the King of the world. Bless us so that we can get this, get every bit of truth out that you've put in our hearts, and just build us a fire under us to share this wherever we go, wherever we can. And we just wait on your timing for all these things to roll out. We just are so thankful that we're seeing these things being fulfilled before our very eyes, just like Revelation is being fulfilled before our eyes. We know that we're so close to being set free from our enemies. Lord, may it be this Passover that we have that Jerusalem, that peace that settles over the whole world. Oh, Lord, may it be that just as we're going to be celebrating the Pentecost, the Omer festival, that'll be our Jubilee. Oh, we're so ready. We just trust your timing, but we're ready. Whenever you say, we're ready. But we trust that you know the right way to do it, the perfect timing and all of these things. And we just bless your name. We pray all these things in your wonderful name, King Jesus, our great Savior, who bought all this. You bought all this for us when you died for us on the cross. You bought us back from the dark side. You've translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your love. We praise you and thank you. And we pray all these things in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. It's time to go again. I went a little quicker today than usual. I'm proud of myself. And I know you guys understand. I just want to try to help people who maybe don't normally watch our channel to maybe say, hey, let's give this a try. So keep sharing, and I really appreciate it. I'll be back for sure on Tuesday, 6 p.m. p.m. on Tuesday, Central Standard Time. Again, don't forget to go and check out all the health the items on the health page. Definitely take care of your health in the meantime, and definitely go and check out the videos. You can go and watch them and catch up on end times and 1,000 years of peace and learning more about this. And don't forget to study your next chapter. We only have a few more chapters, and then we're going to do one on Major Clues for Minor Prophets. We're working on that. That'll be our next study. So buckle up. Get ready. All right, guys. I love you. Okay. I'm going to try. I did it right yesterday. I'm going to try to do it right again today. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.